your back into it.
I thought you were supposed to put your legs into it so that you wouldn't throw your back out.
You know what I mean.
No, I don't, Clarence. This thing is heavy.
It's solid oak. What do you expect?
For it not to weigh a ton?
It's a casket.
Yes, thank you. I just now realized that.
Oh, Alice is going to be so surprised.
She sure is.
You don't approve?
Do I when you have some new scheme?
This isn't a scheme.
Just so you know, I don't think you advertise a funeral home by putting a casket out in front.
But it's Founders Day here in our little town. Alice needs to make sure everyone knows her business is a big part of our town.
I think they know that each time someone passes away.
This is a real killer.
Speaking of a real killer...
Hey, y'all. What in the name of common sense are you two doing?
Milking a goat. What's it look like?
You don't want to know what I think it looks like.
We're moving this casket.
You're kidding me. I would have never guessed.
Clarence thinks Alice needs to have one out front of her funeral home for Founders Day.
How morbid.
Come on, Sydney.
You're insane.
Give us a hand.
Not on your life. I don't go pushing around on caskets for kicks and giggles.
I've seen how you get your kicks and giggles.
Meaning?
Just help us push this thing.
Nope. And just so you know, Alice was right behind me.
What? Yikes. See ya.
Don't you move a muscle.
That's easy. He only has one. His mouth.
Your punchlines stink.
What are you doing in my... What are you doing with that?
For the official record, I had nothing to do with it.
Hey, Alice. Nice weather we're having for Founders Day.
You are moving a casket.
Good observation. And just so you know, it's heavy.
That's because there's someone in it. Mrs. Harrison passed away that...
There's someone in here? Lorene!
Don't look at me, bright boy.
You two need to go out on Main Street for Founders Day. The mayor has been looking for our village idiots.
Put that casket back where you found it.
Welcome to the town of Puscataha, Oklahoma, where Alice Merriweather keeps the family undertaking business alive one funeral at a time. Stage Struck Audio Theater presents The Dirt Nap. This episode, Founders Day.
I can't believe you didn't let them put the casket out in front.
I nearly killed them.
I'm beginning to wonder if Clarence and Lorene have a brain between them.
They do, but they have to share it.
How about some cotton candy?
I'm full, Reese. Shouldn't you be back on duty?
Who'd commit a crime on today of all days?
Famous last words.
I hope not.
Oh, look, Bonnie Sue is having a sidewalk sale. I could use a new skirt.
Didn't she just have a sidewalk sale? All clothing half off, as I remember.
You can't have too many sidewalk sales, Reese. Come on.
Maybe I should go back on duty.
What for? You said there wouldn't be any crime.
I should check in.
It wouldn't have anything to do with Bonnie Sue, would it?
Not so loud, Alice. Good grief.
Or maybe in this case, bad grief.
You are not funny. At all.
Didn't you two have a thing a couple of years back?
A thing? Really?
What would you like me to call it? A romance? An affair?
Alice, people are starting to look over here, and I'm in uniform.
What? Guys in uniform can't have affairs?
You've been hanging around Sydney too much.
And why is that?
You're trying to be witty.
Hey, if you want to go and say hi to Bonnie Sue, go right ahead. Don't mind me.
But...
But what?
I thought...
Oh, this ought to be good.
You're in rare form today, aren't you?
It's just a lunch date we're on, right? Isn't that what you called it? If you want to go and say hello to an old flame...
She is not an old flame.
Now everyone is really looking over here.
Alice?
Did the 5K run start?
Why?
Clarence must think so. Look out!
Sorry. Sorry. Reese, we need you over by the dunking booth.
I am not getting dunked this year.
No, not that. Penny Hartman is laying on the ground. I think she's having a heart attack.
Call 911.
I did that already.
Go! Excuse us. Sorry.
Pardon.
Would everyone clear a path?
Over there!
Everyone give us some space, please.
She's white as a ghost.
Coach Hill gave her mouth to mouth, but couldn't get a response.
I'll try.
It's too late. She's passed.
Please tell me they've decided against having the grease pick race this year.
I love those things.
You would. You're a heathen.
Nope, Baptist.
And you're also not funny. Want to get a burger from Roy's food truck?
You just want to flirt with him. Don't think I haven't seen you batting your eyes at him in church.
That's the only place I see him. Well, outside of his food truck anyway.
You're sad, you know that?
I just like the man's burgers.
Is that a euphemism for...
Shut your face. You want one?
I want two.
Working out today, are you?
No, one for Clarence.
Oh, you two just need the rings.
Oh, please.
You act more married than half the married couples in this town.
We're just good friends.
Very good friends.
You have a problem with that?
I think I just express my feelings on the matter. Now, to more important matters.
Like what?
A hickory smoke number 3 with all the trimmings, or a number 5 with hot sauce.
Hot sauce on a burger? You're nuts.
Did I say I was buying?
You're so smart. Did I say that to you lately?
I hate you most sincerely. Tell them you're busy.
Hey, you.
Oh, Clarence. Ask him if he wants a number 2 with...
Hush a minute, Sydney.
Okay, fine.
Where are you?
What now?
Sydney. Oh my goodness. No way.
If it's gossip?
Would you go away? No. Not you. What about... Yeah, okay. We'll meet you guys at the bank. Okay.
You look like you've got bad news.
Penny Hartman just died at the other end of Main Street.
She what?
It looks like she had a heart attack and she...
And died? That woman owed me money!
Sydney!
There you guys are.
It was awful. Y'all should have been there.
What, to see how awful it was?
Where's Reese?
He's filling out the report and making sure she gets to the mortuary.
And then down to your place, I assume?
Yes. The family already asked me to take care of everything.
Cha-ching!
Sydney, you bitter old thing, you!
What now?
Her face was as blue as the sky. If I'm lying, I'm dying. And Coach Hill tried to give...
Oh, no bitterness on my part.
Sydney. Whatever your beef is, it can wait.
You are the absolute worst.
I bought you lunch, didn't I? Speaking of which, here you go, Clarence.
Ah, he can't eat a bite. Are you out of your thick skull?
I think you mean...
A woman died right in front of us, Sydney.
I heard. I'm sure I'm going to hear more about it for several more days.
If you're going to be that way...
Yeah, I'll go.
Hey, everybody. What's with the long faces?
Someone just died, Reese. You were standing right there.
I mean...
It's nothing. Sydney is just being her usual lovable self.
I'm out of here!
Hey, Sydney!
We'll catch up with her later.
Typical Sydney.
Oh.
Yeah.
What, she and Mrs. Hartman not get along or something?
Oh, they got along.
Yeah.
That poor woman's face. It was so blue.
We heard already.
Well, what was it? Did she owe Sydney money or something?
You catch on quick.
No way, really?
I don't care if she was 84. That woman just up and fell over on the street.
Clarence.
What?
Eat your burger.
But...
Eat.
Surely she isn't hung up on what she was owed when the woman passed away.
Think about that sentence, and then think about Sydney.
Yep.
No offense, but that's pretty heartless, even for Sydney.
Didn't you ask for mustard? This burger has no mustard on it.
She never ceases to amaze me.
That's an understatement.
I need to make sure I'm prepped to start... Well, you know.
What? What are you talking about?
Embalming Mrs. Hartman.
Ugh. You put me right off this burger. Here, finish it.
If you say so.
Wait. I'll at least eat the pickle.
You guys take the cake. You know that?
Still want to be friends with us?
It just seems cold, that's all.
You have to know Sydney.
I think I do. Someone dies and all you think about is what they owe you.
It's just how she is.
I don't like it.
Well, fine. Why don't you go and check on Bonnie Sue and see if she's upset?
Where did that come from? That literally came out of nowhere, Alice. Alice.
Forget it. When she marches away like that, it's just best to let her go. She's just emotional.
She does that every time she has to take care of someone who's passed away.
That girl cares too much.
And what's this about Bonnie Sue?
I'd rather not.
Oh, yeah. You two were an item once upon a time. Isn't that right?
A long time ago.
2 years is not a long time ago. Spill.
You and Bonnie Sue? From the clothing store?
Yes. I need to go file this report on Mrs. Hartman.
Wow.
What now?
You and Alice?
What about us?
If you don't know by now, I'll just let you figure it out.
Figure out what? Is that a jalapeno I taste? That is good.
I give up. Later.
See ya. Would you finish that up, Clarence? I want an ice cream.
Okay, good. Ah! Don't do that!
What are you doing?
Making sure everything is ready for when Mrs. Hartman is...
Yeah, of course you are. Dumb question.
What are you doing? You don't want to hang out at the funeral home on Founder's Day, do you?
I've got nothing better to do.
Are they going to go ahead and let Founder's Day...
Sure they are. What's a death in the middle of it to anyone?
Oh, great.
Oh, great. What?
You're in a mood.
What mood?
That mood.
You're gonna have to be more specific than that.
That.
Alice!
That mood you get in when you open your bullfrog mouth and let something fly out that shouldn't and feel bad about it later, but don't want everyone to know you feel bad about it and want to go on like nothing ever happened in the first place.
Oh, that mood.
Yeah, that one.
Miss Hartman owed me money.
I think everyone in town knows that.
No, they don't.
You told plenty of people. And I'm sure half the town heard you yell about it when you found out she died.
Well, about that.
Don't look to me for absolution.
I'm not!
Sydney, what do you want me to say? You're you, and we accept that. Warts and all.
Warts?
And all. Just like you do us. But...
Oh, here it comes.
You do say some of the most inappropriate things.
I know that! I've got no filter.
You should work on that.
Yeah, I hear you.
Why...
Why what?
Why did Mrs. Hartman owe you money? Or do I want to know?
It's my curse.
What is?
Having money.
Your family's money.
Same difference.
So your family is one of the richest in town? What's it done for anyone?
Alice, that's harsh.
And?
It put me and my brothers through school.
Okay.
It got us a nice place to live in.
No argument there. It is a nice place.
And it got my uncle out of jail several times. It gave this town a good business that hires lots of folks.
Oh, yeah, that.
And before all of that, my great-granddaddy deeded over 200 acres so we could have a town here.
You would have to go and pull that card out of...
But...
Here it comes.
But, Alice, it sure hasn't made many of my bunch very happy.
I've seen that.
So I wanted to remedy that. I wanted to see if I could try and do some good.
So you betted on the horses?
Alice! No, not that. Dominoes.
You have got to be kidding me.
Hey, those folks down at the rest home are competitive as all get out. I visited my Aunt Janelle there a few months back and saw them going at it, betting and going crazy.
Over dominoes.
It's nuts down there. Miss Hartman was the worst. She would bet all she had, lose all she had, and she...
Hit you up for the rest? How much?
You don't want to.
How much?
$3,000.
Sydney!
Yeah, tell me about it. Now who holds her marker? Tell me that.
You better chalk that one up to a loss, sweetie.
I am. Life is so, so...
It sure is. Now, help make sure my equipment is ready to go or get out of here.
Fine. Can I spray the embalming fluid?
No!
Just asking.
Clarence, where is everybody?
Everybody who? If you ask about the girls, don't know, don't care. I'm about to get a bag of kettle corn. Want some?
I'm not hungry.
I can see that. You look panicked.
I wouldn't say that.
Okay, but you're making me lose my place in line and my bag of kettle corn. Have you had Donna Simpson's kettle corn?
No.
To die for. Several times. Come over here on the sidewalk.
I'm fine, Clarence.
It's Alice.
I wouldn't say that it's Alice.
When we were all in high school and you were the star athlete, it had little time for us peons.
Hey, come on.
It's true. School is such a breeding ground for contempt and harsh feelings all based on cliques and—
Okay, I get it. You don't need to—
Anywho, I didn't have an athletic bone in my body, which got me bullied as soon as I hit junior high. I found my niche on the academic team.
We have one of those.
Reese.
Only kidding. I knew all about you guys.
That's where I met Alice and Sydney, and I met Lorene through them.
I remember seeing you guys together all the time.
How do I put this nicely? Alice was, and still is, socially awkward.
I wouldn't say that.
Then you're an idiot. Which I know you're not. She is.
Well...
Say it.
She is. Yeah.
Why do you think she hides herself at her family's funeral home business? Why do you think she started a podcast that only has a guest once in a blue moon?
But she's so intelligent, witty, responsible.
She sure is. But about as clueless as they come. Well, maybe I'm exaggerating, but not by much.
I wish she knew how I see her.
Why doesn't she?
That's a good question.
That's why I asked it. Reese, your business is your business. But when it comes to Alice...
I hear you.
I don't know if you know. We've been friends a lot of years. A lot of years. And I have had to pull that girl back from the ledge more times than I care to remember. And so have Sydney and Lorene. She's high-strung and scared and stressed and afraid she'll do something wrong and has a low opinion of herself and... Well, she's my friend and I love her.
Me too.
Which part? The friend or the...
Clarence, I think I love her.
You think? Let's not get crazy here.
I love her.
Look at me square in the eye. Yep. You do. Crap.
What, is that a bad thing?
The worst.
Why?
Because unless you're blind, you should know she feels the same way about you.
But why would she go on about me and Bonnie Sue?
Because she's an immature idiot. At least about her heart. It's her way of testing the waters.
But Bonnie Sue was over 2 years ago.
It sure was. Alice just doesn't know what to do with someone like you, Reese.
Like me?
Yeah, that guy she's dreamed about her whole life. Now let's quit gabbing about it and so I can get my bag of kettle corn.
But what am I...
If you don't know what to do, you're thicker than I thought.
I spend half my time bailing you out of trouble.
How was I supposed to know the nozzle was on?
You sprayed fluid all over the place.
Not my fault.
Yes, your fault. You're lucky Alice didn't throw one of her major fits.
I was trying to help.
You failed. Speaking of failure...
Okay, so I opened my big fat mouth. And no, I'm not over it, but I will be.
And the money?
Miss Hartman has relatives in town.
You are a wicked, wicked human being.
Joking. It's only money.
Hold on. Wait a sec. Let me get my phone so I can record you saying that.
Get over yourself.
What's all that about?
That's Reese.
And he's headed for the funeral home.
Oh, just great. I only sprayed her with a little bit of that stuff. What is going on?
Did you see the look on that boy's face?
He looked sick as a dog.
If this is what I think this means...
What? Means what?
You're thick as a brick. Come on, I want a front row seat.
Alice.
Yeah. Oh, hey, watch your feet. Sydney shot some...
I don't care about that right now.
All right. At least do me a favor and grab that.
No, I'm not going to.
Okay. Are you on something right now?
I want you to listen to me without any distractions.
Well, first I need to mop up the floor.
I said without any distractions,
I have
Alice.
To get this cleaned.
Alice, stop moving your mouth. Thank you.
You're welcome.
No talking. Let me do the talking.
Got it. No talking.
Great.
What now?
I don't know what I want to say. You being here is throwing me off my game.
You want me to leave?
No, no. You have to be here. Don't be silly.
Here I am. Over here. Not being silly.
This is serious. Please.
All right.
You're talking again.
Reese, really, I have to...
Alice, if you live to be 90, I would want to live to 90 minus one day, so I never have to live without you.
What?
Was that too much? I don't think that was too much. I think that was just right. You're glazing over, Alice. Did you hear what I said?
I think I'm hallucinating.
You're not. I'm here and you're here and I just laid my heart on the line.
Reese.
Oh, for goodness sake, just kiss her!
Sydney!
What are you two?
Would you just get on with it?
Alice.
I love you, Reese.
Yeah. Woo! Yeah!
Would you wave the waitress over here? I need a refill.
Is your arm broken?
Please?
How about pretty please?
Sure, why not?
You're the worst.
Speaking of the worst.
Morning. And shut up, Clarence. Where's my coffee?
Not ordered?
You knew I was on the way here this morning. I always have a cup of coffee. Order my usual and then...
Bet on the nearest domino game?
I told you in confidence, idiot!
This is me hating both of you. And for your information, I've moved on.
Yeah, what's a few thousand between domino betters?
Clarence, would you stuff your face with a piece of toast or something?
Or my fist. How about that?
Oh, my dearest Sydney.
So what? So I'm flawed.
Deeply flawed.
How about my other fist, Loreen?
I kid you not. That waitress does not see me waving like my life depended on it. I am about to die over here.
She'll mosey this way. Be patient.
I thought this place was called the Garden of Eden. It's more like the waiting room at the ER on the night of a full moon.
Oh, clever. How long did it take you to come up with that one?
I hadn't written out and memorized it.
You nitwit.
Kisses your way too, Loreen.
We'll have none of that, if you please. Alice and Reese are enough.
Those two are the worst.
And it all happened on Founder's Day. How romantic.
Are you joking?
You didn't hear the things he said to her.
Come on.
You didn't. They were... Well, speaking of writing things down, I had to jot down.
Here they are.
Would someone tell them to turn the glow down just a bit?
No doubt.
Morning!
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Brilliant conversationalist, you're not.
Sorry. I'm starved. Did anyone order for me?
You're old enough to order.
You knew I was coming here this morning.
Who did?
You did.
I'll wave the waitress down.
Best of luck with that. Of course, she give you the time of day. Me? I'm chopped liver over here.
Miss Hartman?
I'll have her ready for viewing later this morning.
Good. I'm going to send some flowers.
Sydney?
If you say so much as a word about it, Clarence, Reese will have to arrest me for assault and battery.
That's right. And I brought my best set of cuffs, too.
Oh boy, this is gonna take some getting used to.
What is?
Never mind.
We'll get you a joke book. No worries.
Thanks, guys.
For what?
Just thanks.
I know that look.
I do too. She's about to get mushy.
Is there a problem with that?
No. Sure. Go ahead.
I'm not going to get mushy. Just thanks.
You're welcome.
I love you all.
There she goes.
Especially you.
Back at you.
Okay, that's enough of that.
Someone get the waitress over here before I lose it!
You've been listening to Stage Struck Audio Theater's production of The Dirt Nap, Founder's Day. In the cast as Alice Cat Key, Reese Ruben Sheck, Sydney Ariana Webb, Loreen Linnea McClure, Clarence Cameron Brown. Script by Brett Jones. Stage Struck Audio Theater is a production of Wichita State University Theater Department.